Dr. Matt Ross Scrooge, or Professor Matt Ross Scrooge, joining us for a kōrero economist. Matt is based at Massey University, a Rutherford Discovery Fellow, Associate Dean Māori Professor in the School of Economics and Finance. The tax cuts that the Nats campaigned officially on kicked in this week. Changes include increase in personal income tax thresholds, the extension of the independent earner tax credit, and an increase to the in-work tax credit and the minimum family tax credit. It's all a bit bamboozling, isn't it, Matt? Might not be for you, but it is for most of us. Hey, mate, tēnā koe.
Yeah, kia ora, Dale. How are you going?
Good. Good, but yeah. It's, you know, when you're throwing at us like that, independent earner tax credit, increase to the work tax credit, minimum family tax credit, I mean, please. Only you and your colleagues can understand all of that, Matthew.
Honestly, even I haven't got my head around it all. There's the amount of changes they're making, especially to whānau with children. I mean, I'm not begrudging it. I think that, the tax bracket thresholds I'm not so keen on. I think the change in working for families and the ECE rebates are really important. They're going to, they're actually getting pretty sizable for some whānau who are trying to work while their kids are in care. So I'm more positive on those, but the tax bracket thresholds, the other side of it, are pretty marginal.
Well, I see that as an example, a minimum wage earner. Up by $12.50 a week, or these are the figures that I'm having a nosy at here. A single adult earning $55,000 will be better off by about $25 a week.
Yeah.
And a retired couple receiving super with no other income will get $4.50 a week, rising to $13 a week. I mean, okay, it's small gains. But it's not exactly going to address the disparity that exists financially in so many houses across the country. So the tax changes came in. Give us your assessment of them, please, Matt.
Yeah, look, I mean, to me, I'm all for supporting particularly families. Child poverty is a real concern in Aotearoa. As you said, inequality is a big problem. I'm keen to see kids get the best start they possibly can. So I'm perfectly happy with getting the more money that looks like there is going to go into whānau pockets in that sense. The tax bracket thresholds, that's the tax cut they're talking about. All they're doing is they're changing the amount you have to earn before you move into a higher tax bracket. So they're pushing all that up. I mean, the benefits to people are pretty small, as you see. I mean, some people might be better off. I think the average was about $30 a week for a couple, and going up to about $40 a week if you had kids. So it's a bit, but in the way that cost of living has gone up, and in the way that being able to access your doctor, being able to, you know, go to hospital and be confident that you're going to get treated, the problems with our education system. I mean, the amount of building work that's been cancelled through this current government, and the amount of schools that are suddenly finding they're not getting classrooms or halls built. There's a lot, I think, in Aotearoa that needed to be done before we looked at tax cuts. So it's a bit of a two-sided thing for me. Fully support things that help whānau with kids, but a little bit sceptical about, you know, putting a little bit more money into people's pockets when we've got such a desperate need in the public system.
Is it a smokescreen to placate the masses while the real tax cuts are going to go to middle-class landlords?
Yeah, what they say, landlords do well. I keep thinking, gosh, I should probably become a landlord one day. They seem to be a very protected group in Aotearoa. Landlords do well. And there was a lot of speculation, for example, that landlords will try and claw back some of the increase. And so they know that their tenants now have an extra $20 a week, and so they look to put rents up quite quickly after that and things like that. So rents have gone up 5% in the last year, which is about the same as inflation. I'd say they'll probably go up that or slightly more again this year. So yeah, I mean, landlords do very well. I think the top 60% of the tax cuts are going to the top 40% of earners, which surprised me, especially given some of the working for families credits there. I thought more of it would be going to people in the lower middle quartile, so sort of 25 to 50%. But no, it's interesting. Certainly, a government, look, they campaigned on tax cuts. They probably had to deliver something or face a mutiny. I think they've delivered the thinnest possible tax cut they could get away with. And I do remember in budget listening to the some of the right-wing groups complaining that their tax cuts didn't go anywhere near far enough. So I don't think they've entirely placated that side of their base. But they campaigned on it. They had to do something. This is probably near the least they could have got away with.
Yeah, kia ora. It's not going to have a significant impact on the Māori economy or on whānau Māori, I suspect. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I'm not it's not a game changer. I mean, it absolutely is if an extra 30, 40 bucks a week for families, solo mums with teenage kids, I think, was one of the groups that was up around the 40, 45 bucks a week. So, you know, if you're in that group and you're really struggling to make ends meet, I mean, that sort of money can make a big difference. But for the vast majority, no. It's one of those things that will probably just disappear into the general cost of living increases, and you won't even notice it.
Thanks, maybe. Matt. I'm hearing that there's more competition from the banks. Maybe one of the major ones has lowered its floating interest rate, which is the first time in a while. I hear anticipation of RBNZ, the Reserve Bank, lowering its official cash rate. Do you detect a softening of attitude as far as interest rates are concerned, and our major banks might be a little more competitive than they have been in the last 6 months or year?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of... I mean, some people are asking whether these tax cuts are going to push up inflation or not. It doesn't look like they will, because they're being paid for by cutting public services rather than by borrowing. So we're not that inflation's coming down. There's still high inflation. It's at 5.4% at the moment. And the reason why the interest rates are high is the government's trying to bring that inflation down. So until that inflation comes down and sits more like quite stable, quite low, they're going to keep interest rates high, which means bank interest rates are high. But there's certainly, I saw Kiwi Bank was talking about nearly 1% potentially by the end of the year. I think it was 0.75%. There does seem to be optimism in the banking sector that the government interest rates will come down, which means they can be more competitive. I think we've still got those restrictions on lending, although this government's weakening those, so it might be a little bit easier for people to access their first-time loan and get into the housing market. And housing prices have been, I mean, they're still unbelievably high, but they've been pretty flat this year. So certainly, if you have been saving for a deposit and you're feeling like, now might not be a bad time to start to look and get a good idea of what you are after when the interest rates come down a little more.
Good talking with you again, Matt. Thanks so much. All the best to you. Appreciate your thoughts.
Thank you.
Okay,
yeah, of course. Cold today, isn't it?
Thank you, Matt. Matt Roskridge is with us, Associate Dean, Professor Matt Roskridge.